Hey, Vardaan this side. Welcome to the Shubh Vardaan podcast show. In this podcast, we are going to understand about the 6 steps to achieve any goals that you have set for yourself. Goals are something that set the direction for your success. And I think that you must be committed to achieve your goals. And in this podcast, we are going to look at the ultimate 6 steps that will help you to move from your pain point towards what you find as a pleasure in your life. So let's dive into the concepts first. Then we will look on to the strategy that I have for you. And then I'll give you some action steps to actually, really do the realistic accomplishment of your goals. Let's start with the concepts. Number one thing that I want to share with you is clarity. Even if you set a goal and you're not clear about why you're setting it, what consequences it will have, and the main thing is that what direction it will lead you to in your life. So first of all, you need to be very, very, very clear with the direction, very clear with why you are starting it, very clear with where it will lead to you. Alright, because unless and until you are with a very strong reason to do something, it is shallow. You won't be able to take it forward and actually accomplish it. So first thing you need to be is clear with the direction, in which direction you are going, and clear with why you are going and what will be the consequences of you doing the stuff. Number two, the second concept is, failure is the gate which we pass through every great achievement. Yes, failure and success are not two opposite things, not at all. Failure is the steps to success. Failure is, something which is called as which is the gateway to success. If you don't fail in your life, you are not going to succeed. Because the person who haven't failed yet is, someone who haven't tried something yet in his life, and thus he haven't failed. But if you are trying something for the first time, there is 100% or let's say a 99% chance that you're going to fail for the first time. Okay, because no one is perfect at anything at the first time, and it's only gonna come when you are practicing it, maintaining it with consistency, and rejected by failure, and just accepting it and taking it forward again and again, and accepting your failures and learning from your failures, learning from your mistakes, and taking it forward towards where you want to go. So you have to remember that your past does not equal to your future. Okay, so even if in the past you have failed, remember that your future is going to be different, and you got to take different actions if you do not want to fail in your future as well. So remember that failure is the gateway. So don't be afraid by it. Just go, move forward, and accept the failures, and be committed that you are not going to repeat the same mistakes, to repeat the same failures for yourself. Now comes the third concept, that is accomplishment. Accomplishment is an important element for your well-being, because, even if you set the outcomes, even if you set the goals, it's, goal setting is a trap for you if you're not focused on accomplishments and you're focused on the outcomes. So it's very important that goals are something that is outcome, and for the goal you got to take action, you got to accomplish stuffs, and more than accomplishment, you got to at least start taking action. And if you're not doing that, forget about setting goals and achieving it. So it's very important that you understand that accomplishment is important element. Even if you set your goals, you start working on it, but if you're not very intentionally committed to you accomplishing your actions, if you don't love what you do, your goals are going to be a trap and something to get depressed on. Okay, and it will always make you, if you're so much attached on with your outcome, with your goals, and you're not attached with your actions, then I'm sorry, but you're not going to let towards the accomplishment of your you know, achievement of your goal. So it's very important that you focus on accomplishments, and more than accomplishments even, you focus on at least starting on to take action, okay? All right, so these were the three important concepts that you should, ponder. Number one is clarity in your direction. Number two is failure is just the gate to pass while, you know, having a great achievement. And number three is accomplishment is the important element. Now let's move on to the strategy. I'm going to give you a 6-step strategy to actually realistically accomplish anything that you want to achieve. And these strategies are, you know, proven and has worked for a lot of people, a lot of successful people. And this is something has worked for me for the last 4 years, you know, from the last 4 years, like from when I have started, you know, like really developing myself and setting goals and achieving it. And you know what? These 6 things really save your time and maybe your money if you are spending some money on, you know, some, you know, like supplements or mentors or, you know, anything you want to achieve. So it actually, you know what, saves your time because it saves you from years of trial and errors and setbacks. So listen to me very carefully. I want your undivided attention to cover these six step strategy. Step one is awareness. Number one thing is awareness. Your purpose of setting the goal, why you want to do it. You must be aware of the reason why first. And the thing is that when you're clear with your purpose, why you're going to do that stuff, why you're going to take action upon, you know, achieving your goals, this gives you a strength, okay? This gives you strength, all right, to actually take it forward and accomplish stuff. Because if you don't have any strong reason for accomplishment, you're not going to accomplish. You should be very, very curious about your action, what you are doing, your work, because ultimately to achieve any goal you require action taking, you require aptitude, right? And this comes when you're aware about your purpose. Next thing that you got to be aware about is your strength and weakness. Yes, even before you start on taking action, even before you set your goals, you should be clear about what are my strengths, what are my weaknesses, so that you should play on your strength and you should, you know, delegate, automate, or defer, or even delete the areas where you are weak in. Because ultimately, the people who succeed in their life are the people who play on their strength, who do what they love to do, who do what they are good at. Okay, who do what they're interested in. If you are somebody who is just doing stuff in which you are not interested in at all, and you're just doing it for the sake of money and for the sake of so many other reasons could be, but it's not your strength, it's your weakness, or it's like you're not interested in that stuff, then it's not going to work for you. It's not going to take you any way forward. Okay, so you should be very clear about what are your strengths so that you are able to play on your strength. Imagine Sachin Tendulkar singing and not being a singer and not a cricketer. He would be a horrible singer, right? If he would take up the singing industry. So he would have, you know, if he would have taken up in the singing industry, he would be a horrible singer and he would not be able to succeed. But because he played on his strength, he loved cricket, he loved batting, his strength was batting, not even bowling, but batting. So he worked and played on the strength, and thus he is here. Anyone you see in any field, Lata Mangeshkar ji, she is she was a great singer, legend, and she played on her strength. That's all. If you see a lot of people, all the successful people, they are doing what they love to do. They are doing what they are, you know, good at, right? And obviously the strength, the good, the interest comes once you do the thing. If you're not interested in anything, you should try something and you should find that, okay, if I'm doing this, then am I getting a little bit interested in that. So in whatever thing you find, you know, interest, you are going to continue that thing and then ponder that, is it my strength or is it my weakness? Okay, so you got to play on your strength, and you should be aware of your strength and weakness. Third thing you got to be aware about is your uniqueness. Yes, it's very important. You are unique. Okay, so you must be aware that you are a person with, you know, for whom there is no competition that exists. So you should be aware that you are somebody who is going to achieve the, you know, goals that you have set for yourself. There is no hurdle that, you know, there is no competition that is going to, you know, back you off, because you are unique. Okay, because you are unique. And if you are able to channelize your uniqueness in a, you know, in a certain way, if you're able to utilize and capitalize your uniqueness, if you are able to, you know, really execute your uniqueness, then it's really gonna help you and double triple your energy to really achieve your goals. Now, awareness for purpose, your strength and weakness, and your uniqueness is very important. This is going to be the first strategy that I'm giving you. Now, second thing is goal setting. After you are aware of the, you know, after you're aware of your purpose, what you want to do, your strength, weakness, uniqueness, after that, you set your goals. And your goal setting will be smarter. Okay, it's not smart, but it's smarter. Okay, smarter stands for S means specific. Your goals must be specific. It should not be like I want to lose my weight or I want to earn a lot of money. It must be specific. Like I want to earn, you know, this much amount within this period of time. Okay, M means measurable. It must be measurable. Like you should be able to measure it, track it. Okay, A, attainable. It should be realistic, attainable goal, all right? It shouldn't be something that is, you know, it's like completely like a dream, okay? It must be attainable. R stands for realistic. That means you are realistic. You're not like so much ambitious that you have set something for yourself that is kind of, you know, a fantasy, okay? It must be realistic. T stands for time bound. That means you must set a deadline for it, and you must have some tools to really, you know, achieve it. Because even if you're so much positive about your goals, about your achievement, but if you don't have a tool, then you won't be able to achieve the goal. Why? Because, for example, let's say you want to win a battle, but you just have a needle. So can you win a battle with the help of just a needle and a lot of positivity? You cannot. You need the tools, the weapons, right? And the tools and weapons must be, you know, according to the latest technology, the current situation of this world, the current situation of your industry. The tools must be like that. Why? Because if you, you know, want to win a battle, you cannot win a battle in today's day and age with a Stone Age weapon, right? So your tool must be, you know, like, according to the current technology, okay? Let's come to the third step of the strategy, that is plan creation. Plan creation, it is, you know, something that you got to do before you start taking action, so that you become consistent with your action. Because you know what? Consistency in your actions actually help you achieve your goal. If you're not consistent, you're not going to see, you know, results, all right? Because you know, a lot of times you complain that I'm not able to be consistent. The reason is because you don't have a plan. You don't have a schedule. You don't have a system. Okay. If you first create a system before taking action, you know, it's like, you know, we call it as a cyclic order. Okay. Like you have, you know, set an order that I'll do this first, I'll do this second, I'll do this third. And you have, you know, planned everything. When your plan is ready, half of your battle is won. So don't aim for accomplishment first, just aim for planning first. When you have planned the strategy, you know, like, you know, in a very principalistic manner, then the 20% task is left, that is just execution of that plan. That's all. So the strategy, the planning must be very powerful. So planning, you can do it, you know, like, for planning, the one tip I want to give you, one pro tip I want to give you, that is, Go for importance, not urgency. All right? Go for importance. Like, do what is important for you. Plan what is important for you, not what is urgent for you. A lot of us are busy with a lot of urgent things in our life, with a lot of, you know, things that is dragging our, grabbing our attention. Those are urgent things and not important for us, for our growth. So you got to really put your focus on the important things first. Fourth one is accountability. Accountability means you are going to avoid distracting activities. That means you're accountable for yourself, and you should have an accountability partner so that you can save time and effort. Okay, so if you have an accountability partner, it may be your phone, it may be your mentor, it may be your parents, it may be your spouse, or it may be anyone, your colleague or anyone you have. Okay, so you should have an accountability partner so that if you are not, really accountable for yourself, then he or she, you know, reminds you of your goal, all right? Because you really need certain reminder each and every moment. Like, you know, the moment you forget about your goals, there should be someone who is accountable, okay? Fifth step of the strategy is daily action. After you get aware, after you have set the goal, after you have created the plan, and you have set an accountability partner, now comes the action, okay? Now, daily action. You gotta take daily action. You gotta act daily, every day, every damn day. You just gotta do it. So you gotta plan for your days. You gotta implement the stuff, and then you gotta check, and then you gotta track. Okay, you gotta track that. Are you taking action or not? Have you accomplished or have you started taking the amount of certain action that you have planned for yourself? So checking and tracking after implementing is very important. Sixth step is results tracking. Now, results tracking means you got to analyze the stuff. Like, after you have, you know, accomplished the stuff, and after some time you track your results that, okay, I've accomplished these and these stuff, and I've got these results, and how much I've improved. So after you see that, is there any improvement, you analyze it, and then you improve more. If you see that if there is no improvement, then you see that, you see the context that, am I making repeating some mistakes, or what am I doing? I want to change on something on my action part so that I will be, you know, really able to improve on my results. So like this, you are going to track your results, analyze it, and improve it. So these were the six steps. Let me just recap. Number one is you got to aware of your purpose, strength, weakness, and uniqueness. Number two, you got to set your goals SMART. Number three, you got to create your plan. Number four, you gotta get an accountability partner for you. Number five, you gotta set your daily action. Set yourself up for daily action. Number six is you gotta track your results. So, hope that these, six-step strategy help you to achieve your goals. And this is something that is proven. All right, this is something that is proven, and this will help you achieve any goal that you set for yourself. Now, the next thing is that I wanted to share with you is action, okay? You know, below you will find a link for our Facebook VIP group. So I really want you to join the Facebook VIP group, because there you get an environment of people who are really heading towards their goal, who are really success minded, and you get an environment of like-minded people. Because you know what? The reality is that your environment is a much more powerful influencer than your willpower. So, like your environment is, like that only you will be. So you should join our Facebook VIP group so that you get the right environment for your success, for your achievements. Next, the action I would like you to take is, just visit shubvardhan.com and take the lifetime membership of our community. Okay, this is different from our Facebook VIP community. This is it's kind of a personal community. It's kind of a personal membership hub wherein you can get a lifetime access, a lot of value, a lot of support, so that you are on track for your success. Next thing is visit our formula page. Okay. You gotta really visit shubhvardhan.com/workshop so that you can join for our next workshop where we are going to share with you the 100x formula for your wealth, okay? Your financial goal, your financial achievements are going to be very unbiased and, you know, a very, you know, straight shooter, point shooter, straightforward stuff for you if you visit shubhvardhan.com/workshop, wherein you get the all the details about our upcoming workshop and you can enroll in that, okay? Because if you really are curious about, you know, are really curious about your life, that what you want from your life, what you want to accomplish in your life, and really where you want to head towards, you gotta take action and start implementing the stuff according to this fastest moving era. And shubhvardhan.com is going to help you to do that. So I recommend you to visit these three links, and if you find it useful for yourself, then kindly go ahead and join us, okay? So this is it for today's podcast. I hope that I was able to give you enough value that is able to help you to move from a certain point to a certain point. And I really want that you execute your uniqueness and achieve your goals. And thus, I, you know, recommend that just follow my, you know, all these podcasts, and you can also check out other podcasts, you know, like amazing podcasts that I've already, uploaded for you. And also, you can follow me on my social media handles like Instagram. I'm really very active there, and I put really awesome components and contents over there that is going to help you move forward in your life. So this is Vardhan Sahu signing off. Until we meet again.